أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأخبتوا إلى ربهم أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون مثل الفريقين كالأعمى والأصم والبصير والسميع هل يستويان مثلا أفلا تذكرون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 23 and 24 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking about those who disbelieved in Allah and they fabricated and they said that their idols will intercede on their behalf or their idols will bring them closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in this one ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the believers. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, certainly those who have brought perfect iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and in all the aspects of iman that Allah Ta'ala has commanded us. Iman in Allah, iman in our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman in all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, iman in akhirat, iman in qadr, in every aspect they have brought iman and perfectly, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they have practiced righteously. Two aspects with regards to that. Their practice was based on ikhlas, sincerity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and they do it in the way Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded to do it. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, and they humble themselves to their Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What is the meaning of humbling oneself towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? This is in actual fact the perfection of ibadat. When we look at the word ibadat and we say, Iyaka na'budu, that you alone do we worship, then what is this worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? There are three aspects with regards to it. One is the azmat of Allah. The greatness of Allah Ta'ala is in our hearts. When the greatness of Allah Ta'ala enters our hearts, obviously we will then understand our own feebleness, our own worthlessness, our own helplessness, and that should actually humble us. That should make us humble in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that we do not have any power, we do not have any might, we do not have any ability to do anything, not even the ability of lifting our finger without the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is in actual fact, وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, that we humble ourselves in front of Allah, knowing full well that all might and all power belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. So those are the two aspects of our ibadat. Very quickly, the third aspect is our love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So one is the azmat, the greatness of Allah in our hearts. One is our own feebleness that makes us humble. And the third is our love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when this humbleness comes, then Allah Ta'ala says that they were akhbatu ila rabbihim, that they humble themselves towards their Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ulaika ashabul jannah, then they are the people of Jannah, whom fiha khalidun, in it they will remain forever. Mathalul fariqaini kal a'ma wal asammi wal basiri was sami'. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now draws a comparison, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says the example of the two groups. The one group of idolaters, not only do they worship idols, but they lied and they fabricate and they say, these idols bring us closer to Allah, or they will intercede in the courts of Allah Ta'ala. That is the one group. And the other group that we discuss now, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, the example is الْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمْ. One group is blind and one group is deaf, whilst the other group, وَالْبَصِيرِ وَالسَّمِيعَ, that group has vision, can see, has sight, وَالسَّمِيعَ, and that group can listen and hear. In other words, they can see the signs of Allah, they hear the words of Allah, They hear the commandments of Allah and they say, Sami'na wa ata'na, we've heard and we obeyed. Then Allah Ta'ala asks the question, Hal yastaviyani masala? About the groups, the same in example, can each one be equated to the other? The answer is known. The Quran does not give that answer. Afala tadhakkarun? Then do you not ponder, O insan? Do you not take heed? On the basis of these ayat, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that on the day of Qiyamah, those who have iman, the way Allah describes it in these verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call them very close to Allah ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal their sins. The sins will not be seen by others, but they will see their own sins. And then Allah ta'ala will question them with regard to each and every sin. And when Allah ta'ala takes the stock from them, then they will begin to think that they have failed this exam, and they will begin to think that now it is only doom upon doom. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will address them, and Allah ta'ala will say to them that in the dunya you had brought iman in me, in the dunya you practiced, you humbled yourself in front of me, I concealed your faults, your sins then, and now also I conceal your faults, your sins, now I forgive you, you may proceed, and for you is Jannah. On the other hand, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar's riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call the disbelievers, and as Allah ta'ala takes stock, وَيَقُولُ الْأَشْهَادُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's words here is the ashhad, the witnesses, the malaika, the anbiya, their own limbs of their own bodies will say, you are lying in the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So these are the two comparisons. One is to lie in the name of Allah Ta'ala, and one is wa akhbatu ila rabbihim, to humble ourselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence in this way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us the comparison in these two verses. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us, conceal us in this world, and Allah Ta'ala conceal us on the day of Qiyamah, make our maghfirat, and Allah Ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.